This episode of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Go check them out at getjobber.com/breakthrough to receive 20% off your first 6 months. One of the most important skills you can develop as a business owner is selling. And the way that you sell people online is through effective copy. And we have a guest who specializes in how we can sell and persuade with love-based copy. She is a best-selling, award-winning fiction and nonfiction author. On the fiction side, she writes psychological thrillers, mystery, suspense books, and has a popular book blog. On the nonfiction side, she's written 5 books in the Love-Based Business series that share how to sell more with love and build a solid, profitable business on a foundation of love. In addition, she owns a copywriting and marketing company that has sold nearly $50 million worth of products and services. Our guest who joins us is none other than Michelle P.W. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Michelle, I'm so happy to have you on Breakthrough Success. And copywriting is just such an important skill. And to do it in, I'm interested in, you know, love-based, like that's your style. And what if you could share with us what that comprises of and the difference between just like the love-based copy and just the regular approach?
Perfect. So copywriting, we'll just start from the very beginning with copywriting. Which is nothing to do with putting a copyright on something and protecting your intellectual property. That's spelled differently. It's government, lawyers, other unpleasant things. So what we're talking about is copywriting, C-O-P-Y-W-R-I-T-I-N-G, and that's writing for businesses. And then but there's specialties under copywriting. Copywriting is like everything. And so what I specialize in is something called direct response copy. And what direct response copy is, that's copy that's when the copy actually your prospects are directly responding to the piece of copy. So in other words, there's no salesperson. So there's nobody calling and making a sale online, although that can be part of it. But that's the people are directly responding to it. So not like I guess indirect response would be the reverse, like if a salesperson was going through a brochure or something. So what makes us so powerful is because this type of copy means that your ideal prospects, you know, you're leveraging your sales. So your ideal prospects don't have to just be dealing with you. You can be using copy in order to like create a bunch of little salespeople out there running around. So you don't have to do all the work yourself. So you're leveraging your sales, you're leveraging your marketing, you're leveraging your time. So what makes direct response copy so powerful? It's because it uses persuasion. And there's nothing wrong with persuasion. Persuasion is just, it's not just a business thing or a selling thing. Persuasion has to do with how we communicate. We're humans, we're social creatures. That's part of how we communicate is through persuasion. And in order to persuade people, you need to tap into their emotions. And you have a choice. You can tap into their fear-based emotions or their love-based emotions. A lot of traditional direct response copy tapped into fear, which is part of the reason why I would feel so icky and salesy and hypey and inauthentic. And what I teach is how you can use love, tap into love, and persuade using love-based emotions.
And I do see the fear around, you know, limited time, scarcity, you know, if you don't take my course, like what's going to happen to you. So I do see the fear in play, and I could think about way too many examples of that. Can you give an example of a love-based copywriting in action?
Yes. So I'll do both both ways. One thing that you may have seen a lot, because fear is used a lot, and also shame. Shame is actually used quite a bit. And one way that shame is used is like you might see a frequently asked questions at the bottom of a sales letter, or perhaps you're having an email with somebody because you're thinking about doing their program. And in this frequently asked questions, you might say something like, well, what if I don't have the time, or what if I don't have the money? And the fear-based way would say that they would say something to the effect of, well, successful people find the time or the money in order to do XYZ. So clearly you are not serious about being a successful person, because otherwise you would find the time or the money. So that's very shame, you know, shame filled. So if you wanted to do that on the love-based side, this was some clients that I worked with years ago, and it worked very well. So they had a year-long coaching program that was about, can't remember the name of it now, but it was about getting an upper level, like doing a quantum leap. And so what they said was, you know, what if I don't have the time? And they said, well, all right, look, so we're going to be, you know, when you want to have a quantum leap, that might mean that, you know, you might have a breakdown first. That's very common. And maybe this is the year where you just cannot have a breakdown. You know, you've got kids at home, or you've got family responsibilities, and it's just not a good time for things to just, for you to have to deal with something like that. And that's fine. That's no problem. So, you know, we're still, you know, still friends. You can try coming back next year, but for those of you who want the quantum leap, who want to be able to do it, then they'll jump in. Let's buckle down and let's move. You see the differences in that. It's part of how you can do that is you can be honest. I feel like that's a big thing. Just be, instead of trying to hide or again use shame or fear, you know, and I mean that was one, but if you're honest, if you're just honest about what the commitment is, like, you know what, you know, if it, you know, honest with the time commitment, honest what might happen, honest about all of that, that's one of the ways that you can actually cut through and start persuading with love. Because, you know, we're all adults, and if people feel like they have all the facts in front of them, they can make an informed decision. And that's part of what you want to do, is you want to have them stand in their own power and decide to come aboard, rather than you trying to pretend something is not the way it seems, in order to kind of trick them into coming on.
And I really like that way you shared that example, because it's, you know, you don't have to come, but I feel like it can help you. And I feel like it can get you to that next result, instead of you've tried all the things already, look at where you still are. So, I mean, there's definitely a different tone, and the fear-based copy, I just see that around more. Like, how does the love-based copy, like, because I know you've done very well with the love-based copy. I'm just trying to think about, you know, someone goes, like, have you had someone go from fear-based to love-based copy? And what was that like?
So I will be honest, sometimes the bridge is, the transition's a little shaky. Because here's the thing. When you use fear to sell, what typically happens, but not always, because there's plenty of times where it doesn't matter what you say, you don't make any sales, but a lot of times you will make a lot more initial sales when you use fear to sell. So, but what happens is that's just the initial sales. It's like the gross versus the net. Because what happens when you do use fear, you may sell more, but you end up, but then some of that gets clawed back, because you usually have a higher refund rate. You also usually have a lot of people who are not your perfect clients, and they either suck a lot of your team resources or your resources or whatever. And so it's more expensive to maintain this program. So there's hidden costs. And also you could have just people that are just extremely unhappy, and say bad things about you. And so that's what happens with fear. So, but when you make the transition to love, what can happen, it doesn't always happen, but what can happen is that you have fewer initial sales. So for somebody who's used to that initial, you know, the initial business model where they're kind of selling with fear, they're used to having a lot more and then seeing it shrink. But in the love base, it's going to start lower, but it's not going to shrink as much. So if they can hold firm through the initial sales process and not kind of lose focus, you know, eventually they're going to end up making more money and seeing their business grow versus, you know, doing it the same way the other way.
We have more great content coming up in this episode, but first we have a message from today's sponsor, Jobber. Jobber's award-winning software helps small home service businesses organize their entire operations, from scheduling jobs and managing their crews to invoicing customers and collecting payments. That way, you can spend more time on the services you're already great at. Job by job, business by business, Jobber is transforming the ways their customers deliver service. Start your free trial over at getjobber.com/breakthrough. All right, let's get right back into the episode.
And I do like that, because the fear, like in your Facebook feed, if you're like looking at training courses and other stuff and software, just from my perspective, I see a lot of fear-based Facebook ads that lead into that expensive course. And I look at these ads and I'm like, I'm just tired of it. Like, I don't like it, it's annoying to see these ads. Like, there's some ads we just scroll and just keep continuing and be fine. But like, seeing these ads is like, why am I still seeing this stuff? So, I mean, that's what, like, that's where Michelle hits on a great point, where if you use fear to get the sales, you've got people who are going to really resent your product and service. While a love-based approach, you get people to come in, you get lower refund rates, you build the relationships. So that's how, for people who know the whole ascension approach, you get people to buy your more expensive things with the love approach, because it's a relationship-based strategy. And I'm wondering what your process is for creating the copy that works, because being love-based is like, okay, I have the idea of the tone, but then writing the words that sell and making changes to the page, how does that part work?
So I do, part of that is, I do want to talk a little bit about pain, because there is, I think, a miss. So being love-based is really being truthful. I think that's really what it comes down to more than anything else, is that we have to be true and we have to be authentic, and you know, it is what it is. And one of the things that is true in our, on our world, is that pain exists. So your ideal prospects are truly in pain. And there are people out there who are born and they can't feel pain, and they tend not to live very long, because pain is your body's way of letting you know that, like, you know, you put your hand on a hot stove and you're burning the skin off, or you have an infection in your foot. So if you don't actually have, I mean, it's super unpleasant and horrible when it happens, but if we don't have that pain letting us know, you know, our body can break down a lot faster. So pain is a part of life. You know, pain also helps us grow emotionally. It helps us grow spiritually. You know, it's part of this physical life we're in. But what we don't have to do is suffer. And suffer, you know, a lot of suffering happens in our head when we mix the fear-based emotion with the pain. And that's what fear-based copy does. So they make, so they twist it. There's an actual, you know, there's a very famous way of writing copy, very simple formula, which is state the pain, agitate it, provide the solution. What I'm saying is that I do think we need to actually talk about the pain. I'm not talking, because what I also want to advocate spiritual bypassing. So like I said, your ideal prospects out there are truly in pain and they truly need your solution. So the cure to this is to respectfully acknowledge their pain, because they want to feel heard and understood too. And when you try to walk by their pain or ignore it or push it away, that's bad too. And then don't agitate it. So that's where you don't get into the worry, you know, the future spinning or the worrying or the anxiety or twisting the knife or making things worse than they are. That's, and so, you know, it's kind of like, you know, what's going on here. You can see this, you know, well, instead of just focusing on the pain, that's what's going on, or the fear, like right now we've got the, you know, the coronavirus thing going on. And instead of just focusing on how bad everything is, and that's the thing, I mean, the news varies wildly to like, oh my God, we're all going to die, it's a zombie apocalypse, versus it's not so bad. But the thing is that, you know, we will get out of this. We will recover. How can we stand in there and acknowledge that, yes, this is unprecedented times, without falling into the, spinning of fear in order to sell a product. That's the key. So we're all grownups. We need to be honest. There is something going on. And we need to then also be, but we don't need to necessarily try to make things worse in order to get people to buy.
And I do like the way, because the coronavirus, you know, I've been talking about this a lot lately. It's like every single conversation, the coronavirus just seems to be brought up because we do these on Zoom. Zoom's the really the one of the big winners out of everything that's going on. And yeah, like there's a lot of conversation on it. You're either going to hear end of the world or, you know, when things go back to normal. And that right there, I think, is the example of, you know, the love-based copy versus the fear-based copy. It's in effect right there if you just keep reading the news, but not even read the news, but maybe just look at the headlines, because who wants to read too much news stuff about the virus? But love-based copy, I feel like that's something that more of us need. And if you guys want more love-based copy, go check out Michelle and her work. That's what I recommend. So for people who want to do that, where do we go?
So you can go to lovebasedbiz.com. So that's got that's my blog. That's got some more content on it, and you can also get a love based copywriting template, which is part of my it's part of my book, the first love based copywriting book that I do, Love Based Copywriting Method. But you don't need the full book, but if you have the full book, obviously that will help. But that kind of gives the foundational pieces to it, plus a template, so you can write copy, you can write love based copy. So that you can go to as well, as lovebasedcopywritingbook.com/template.
We will have those links in the show notes for everyone who wants to follow Michelle, get that template and everything else. Michelle, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
This episode of the Breakthrough Success Podcast was brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Start a free trial or sign up today to receive 20% off your first 6 months. Find out more at getjobber.com/breakthrough.